This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former U.S. President Barack Obama took to the campaign trail Friday, urging students at a rally in the University of Illinois to get out and vote because, as he said, our democracy depends on it. AP's Sagar Magani reports Obama's speech took aim at President Donald Trump several times.
Obama says former presidents usually stay out of politics, but he felt the need to push back during what he calls political darkness.
Just a glance at recent headlines should tell you that this moment really is different.
At the University of Illinois, he mentioned President Trump several times, discussing a nation divided and polarized, saying Trump is capitalizing on resentment that politicians have fanned for years.
He is a symptom, not the cause.
He says democracy depends on Americans voting in the midterms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For his part, President Donald Trump mocked President Obama's speech, saying that he tried to watch it, but he fell asleep. The former Trump campaign advisor who triggered the Russia investigation, George Papadopoulos, has been sentenced to 14 days in prison for lying to FBI agents. Thomas Breen is Papadopoulos' attorney.
I think it is really stupid to lie to the FBI, especially when you don't need to speak to them. So I think most people who would read about this sentence would begin to educate themselves that they don't want to do 14 days because they lied to the FBI. I think it does send a message.
Breen said his client was affected by Trump's cries of fake news ahead of the interview and was torn between wanting to cooperate with investigators and wanting to remain loyal to the president. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Syria warned Friday that all the ingredients exist for what he called a perfect storm of humanitarian catastrophe if the Syrian government, backed by Russia, carries out a large-scale military offensive in the province of Idlib. Stefan de Mistura told the UN Security Council that efforts to combat terrorism do not supersede obligations under international law. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called on Moscow and Tehran to do more to bring about a political solution in Syria.
The Assad regime must halt its offensive. Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
A summit Friday between the presidents of Turkey, Iran, and Russia was largely deadlocked with no agreement on how to prevent a humanitarian nightmare in Idlib. Nearly 3 million people live in the enclave. Half of them have been displaced from other parts of Syria. Along with the civilians, the United Nations estimates there are nearly 15,000 terrorist fighters in Idlib. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose another $267 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, that would cover virtually all the goods that China exports to the United States.
The president says he's prepared to impose tariffs on an additional $267 billion of Chinese imports. And that would be on top of the $200 billion already mentioned for everything from bicycle tires to handbags. But Trump says it's up to China. What happens next? The administration has already imposed tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports, and Beijing has retaliated. The growing trade war stems from concerns China has used predatory practices to try to undermine America's technological dominance. The president has also complained about the huge trade imbalance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. economy added a higher-than-expected 201,000 jobs in August, while the unemployment rate stayed at 3.9%. Friday's report from the Labor Department said the average hourly pay also jumped 0.4% and was 2.9% higher than last year. Gus Fauché is a chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
Very solid in August, so we had a gain of 201,000 jobs over the month. That's about what we've seen throughout the year, and the job market continues to improve.
The rising wage and jobs data make it a near certainty that the Federal Reserve will raise short-term interest rates when it meets later this month. That good jobs report was not enough to boost Wall Street, a down day on Friday with all three major indices closing lower. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.